Welcome back to Your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. In case you haven't heard, a comedy institution, a part of the downtown Orlando landscape, is on the move. And we have an update here from someone who is in the thick of it, because that's one of the places he works. So he's going to give us an update. It's Bob. Bob is going to give us an update on this. Enjoy. Zach.
Okay.
It's moving.
How about it? It's real now, right?
Yeah.
Because people are talking about it.
And yeah.
It's exciting. I think it's going to be super good for the theater. I really do. We're moving to right over Artisan's Table on Church Street.
Yep.
So right across from Mad Cow Theater.
And it's Fringe Art Space.
Fringe Art Space. Oh, yeah. My goodness. I said that again, didn't I? Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Old habits.
Of course.
But that's...
So that was the old... that was that weird themed restaurant, I think.
Oh, was it the jungle themed
restaurant?
Yeah,
the jungle.
Oh, man. Jungle Gyms. I think it was Jungle Gyms. Yeah, with the cheesiest, like, fake zebra out in front.
Yeah, yeah.
We used to go there for business lunches when I worked at the hospital.
Oh, same. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't good.
No.
I mean, the food wasn't good. The service wasn't good. It wasn't, the theme wasn't even good.
Yeah.
And we're in Orlando.
Who wants to be in a jungle?
Well, I'm okay. I do. I have to say. I've been in the jungle in the Amazon, and I have to tell you something. I never sweated so much in my life.
I believe it's sweat.
I sweat. That's the past. Sweated. I sweated. I sweated my ass off. I can tell you
No,
this.
Just sweat.
I sweat my ass off. That feels British.
Yeah.
I sweat my ass off. But it was horrible. So, I mean, I had a lot of good experiences in the jungle as well, but... One day walking through, I was like, how could I be losing this much water? I didn't think my body as a container, if it was just skin full of water, contained that much water that came out of me.
Well, you're 70 to 80% water.
Well, guess what? I was a shriveled little prune by the time I got back to that place.
Oh, Raisin Bob.
It was...
Or you were singing, I heard it through the grapevine.
I did. I walked through the grapevine and I left my water there.
So what do you think about the move? How do you feel about it?
I like it. I'm excited about it. It's going to be a slightly smaller theater.
Okay.
But I think it's going to have a better feel when you come out of the theater. Because where we are right now, there's a real ground level downtown feel and smell.
Yeah.
And it's only on the ground floor. Once you get inside the building and get up there, it's a whole different, it's an old improv theater smell, which is something that I find nostalgic and lovely, but it's an acquired taste. And in this case, we're going to be going to Fresher and Higher, even at our entrance, because I don't think we're going to have a ground floor entrance. I think you're going to have an entrance on the same level.
Is it going to be, because the escalators aren't there anymore, right? When you went up to the second story and went to that restaurant. So, how are you going to...
I think there are elevators that will take you up there. But I think there's also a pathway that comes back around from where the parking is across the street. I think it literally connects to the boardwalk that walks across to where the Fringe Art Space is.
Oh, neat.
It's
Olive Garden used to be.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, see, wow.
Remember all that?
That's cool.
Well, I'm glad. And that's like a return to Church Street for SAG.
And we have good energy around it, too, because here's the thing. We had some pretty high hopes for the space that we were in, and when we could use the downstairs for our teaching space, that was a lovely thing. And then when we thought we were going to be sharing space with Parliament House, we were kind of excited at the possibilities to be able to do some fun things together.
Yeah.
But that got kind of stalled up, and so it created a weird lack of care for the space that we were in. And that, combined with this opportunity over there, we said, you know something? This is going to be something good. And by the way, my sense is that the people who own the building that we're in have always treated us well. I don't think there's been anything in that end, but there have been some stalled talks because of what's happening downstairs. But the future is awesome and bright. And
That's
I think
great.
The timeline is early next year. We'll be all moved in. I think it said March last day. It's going to take
quick.
A lot because I don't know how the space is going to have to be built out. But we have some amazing volunteers that show up just for these times. I mean, that are really, they're out of SAC history. Herbie Hansen. Okay, but a lot of people don't know Herbie Hansen as a part of the SAC family, but he was one of the original SAC members who will show up with a tool belt on. And this is not a young man, and know exactly what to do to build that stage, to build the risers for our stairs. I mean, Will Serra, another one of the original folks from SAC. You would not think this person would be able to swing a hammer when you see his improv. He's hilarious, but not you would not expect him to be willing to hold a hammer, and yet then you see him working in the auditorium. It was incredible. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how this comes. I'm hoping there's a wall I can draw on, to tell you the truth.
Oh yeah, there has to be.
If not,
we'll put one up.
If that works for the current where SAC is going, because here's the thing. It was so great for what it was and when it wasn't. It was such a nice surprise for people when they were like, ooh, this is different and interesting. And
so for people who don't know, and you can actually find this if you just look up SAC wall art. Or SAC, not graffiti, what's the other
mural?
Term? Your mural, thank you.
Yeah, there are two.
Yeah, you can find Bob's work over at the current SAC Comedy Lab on Orange Ave.
And we'll be walking away from that. Two of the biggest pieces of art that I've ever created.
Yeah.
And we'll probably not be, people that joke, they're like, we got to just remove the panels. We got to take them. And it's like, nah, I would rather just redraw it. But I won't redraw it because that just bores me.
Something new.
Yeah. So that's just it. So we got to figure out what the new something is.
Take a sledgehammer to it and everybody can take a piece. And then in 50 years, we'll all get back together and see how the pieces fit together.
I like that idea. I'm not sure that the landlord would be crazy about us taking sledgehammers to the walls, but I'm not sure how those would be to paint over anyways, because I used oil Sharpies. so then, you know, they're going to paint and all of a sudden they can see
they
the ghost.
They are not going to paint.
The ghost of the mural.
They are not going to paint.
Up. Oh my God.
I like that.
Hey, it's Bob. What a surprise, right? That someone with 24 years of yes and training welcomes a big change at his favorite theater. Of course I do. And I hope all of you awesome listeners will come check out our new SAC Comedy Lab on Church Street in Orlando when we finally get settled in. I know this for sure. Wherever the SAC gang shows up, they rock out the space like nobody's business. Stay tuned for something fun and cool. That ends this episode of The Dose, kind listener. We'll catch you tomorrow.